This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time. You might remember last May we talked with a Princeton professor who went to great lengths to keep evidence of her pregnancy off the internet. Well, she's back with us, science and technology sociologist and historian Janet Vertesi. We won't be asking you about your internet cookie-resistant son, but are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, I got a number for you. 100 finalists. This has to do with the trip that you won't take.
Oh, is it on the journey to Mars?
Well done.
100 finalists.
Yeah, 100 finalists. Mars One announced the names of 100 finalists in the running for a one-way trip to Mars. One-ways.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go.
I know a lot of scientists who would love to go. They are ready to, like, put on their boots and just walk right onto the surface of Mars, you know, like some crazy sci-fi movie, but I'm not going to do it.
All right, what do you got for me?
Well, while we're on the subject,
okay,
how about 30?
Can you give me the unit of measure?
I can say million.
Give me some more.
Okay, dollars.
I don't know, to put me in a human slingshot and send me to near space? I don't know.
That'll get you up, but not down. No, $30 million is how much money the president's new budget earmarked for a new mission to Europa.
And Europa is the moon of Jupiter?
Europa is one of the ice moons around Jupiter. And we know there's an ocean underneath that. And we know that it's warm and it has some energy. And so, mm-hmm. You know, put those things together and you might have the magic word, which is life.
On the spectrum of scared to psyched, discovery of aliens, where do you fall on that spectrum?
I'm curious.
Right. But you want those aliens to be pretty dumb.
Maybe just docile.
Like cats.
Yeah, or like dogs. Cats are hard to manage. They never do.
You want to be able to control. You want them to have like one emotion.
Just that they're happy to see you.
Janet Vertesi is a sociologist and historian of science and technology at Princeton University. She's also the author of the new book, Seeing Like a Rover. You can pre-order that now at Amazon.com. Janet, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's a special game for listeners online at marketplacetech.org.